Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone. Welcome once again to Free Inside Ministry. Just grateful to be here again this evening, and we're so blessed, so honored, and so very, very privileged to have a very special guest with us this evening. And I just wanted to let you know that the last two nights we have been blessed, and I know you have been blessed with having Pastor Tayao Tavanga, with us from Daughter of the King Ministries with Destiny Church, Pastor Joe Onasai and his lovely bride, Anne. And Tayao was able to go in with Davey D and Mr. Greg Hammer and Don O'Brien and crew last week to the women's facility out there in Kailua, and she could feel the Holy Spirit. She could feel the hurting people that were there. She could feel the sisters who were in pain and just reaching out to have a touch of Jesus come that night. And the Holy Spirit fell upon that service, and it fell upon all the women there. Hallelujah. You know, being there every Thursday night at the women's facility, we're able to share with them, and it's just by God's grace we're back in that facility, and we're so grateful. Going to be out there tomorrow night, my sisters. Want to give a shout-out to you. So excited to see each and every one of you. And then tonight is Wednesday, so that means we're at Wayava Facility, Module 10 Cash Box Program. Think we leave you in good hands tonight. You're with an angel. That's right, Angel Fredalusis, and Brother Bob is going to be up there too, Bob Durrington. And then we want to encourage those of you out in Halava to get out with Pastor Scott on Friday chapel service at noon, and Saturday we roll right into OCCC at Modules 8, Modules 3, Modules 4, Modules 17, 18, and close the night in Annex 1. So nice to have Free Inside Ministry sharing the gospel of good news, sharing the love of Jesus Christ with our fantastic team of compassionate, very passionate volunteers. Amen. And Sunday we'll be back in FDC. Looking forward to seeing our brothers there. And John, if you're still where I think you're at, keep it right, keep it tight, and stay in the light, brother. You're going to get out soon from where you're there. But as all of you know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you." That verse is not just for me. It's not for my special guest tonight. I didn't say special ed. I said special guest. And, I hear my soundboard is starting to warm up again. We have a manually operated soundboard. But, you know, that's for everyone. We do have a website. It's www.freeinsideministry.org. And at that website, you could listen to any of our broadcasts tonight or any of the previous ones. We are hooked up with the iTunes podcast and also Google Feedburner. Once you click onto the link, you'll be listening to that program. And we also have an email, and that is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Send me a line. Let me know how you've enjoyed the program or any suggestions you might have for me to make this program more exciting. And last but not least, for those of you still paddling in the social wave of media that we call, you might have a Facebook account. We do have a Facebook account also, Free Inside Ministry. Please check it out at your convenience. Let your loved ones know that you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. Amen. Well, with no further ado and no delaying any of the inevitable, all the way from Arizona. Now, there's a place in Arizona that, for those of us that are listening, we might have loved ones there. We might have been there ourselves, or we might know of someone there, or we might have heard about it on the news. We have a facility there by Corrections Corporation of America, CCA. It's called Saguaro Correctional Community or Center. And there, within that system, they have someone who administrates the program in the Faith Pod. Faith Pod is where they study the Word of God 24/7, although you may be of different faiths. And it's something that's been around for a long time, and we're trying to get here in Hawaii. But we're so privileged. You know, last weekend, I want to give a shout-out once again to Pastor Roy Yamamoto and his lovely, lovely wife, Char, for such a tremendous job they did with the 371 volunteers and the 170 angels that were at Camp Agape down at Camp Erdman, right next to Kaena Point. Just unbelievable. Lives were being changed. The love of God was as tangible as the dirty slippers on your feet. and they had food that would go forever. So nobody left there hungry. In fact, I think it's one of the few camps you actually gained weight instead of losing weight. And I want to give a shout out to Chap Jesse McGuire. You know, we found your name tag, Chaplain, but I think there's a shark out there with your sunglasses. So I'm glad it wasn't your Oakleys. It was just a $10 or $15 pair. But somewhere out there is a shark looking pretty good right now, cruising the waves with your sunglasses. But tonight, I just want to welcome to the studio once again in the palatial suites of Salem Media here in the inner workings of Kalihi, Pastor Louis Garcia. Pastor, please give us a little background of yourself. And I know you've got your wonderful bride with you and your lovely family with you, but just start sharing your heart, and if you get out of line, I'll cut your line, and I'll jump right in. But we're going to let you go. Guys, if you go into the Facebook page, that is a real picture of him. He's authentic. He looks Hispanic, so it matches with the Garcia. But please, Pastor, share your heart.
Aloha.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. Now moving along. No, we're going to let him talk. Okay, there's thousands of people almost waiting to hear you speak, man, this evening. I've advertised this at all the federal post offices that you're back, and but please, where are you from? I know you're from Arizona, but you got three wonderful kids, but you're in Saguaro. I think what everybody wants to hear, you're in Saguaro. And what do you do in the facility we have at Saguaro?
I'm in Saguaro there with the men from Hawaii there. And what I had the privilege of doing is teaching them about the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And watching them be transformed by the Word. I mean, it's hard to explain in words what I see in there. But when I see God get a hold of these guys, and these guys surrender, they let down their pride, let down their guard, and let God in, it's an awesome thing to see.
Now, we've actually been there since your assignment, since you were there.
Amen. Yeah.
And now, explain to our listening audience, you're not in the entire facility. You're in a certain area, correct?
Correct. We have a unit, a pod, if you will. It's called, they call it the Faith Pod. It's actually a Life Principles Community Program, but they've been calling the Faith Pod, I guess, for 6 years now. And you were just there, Pastor Bula, in April, was it?
I think it was April or May. We had our team from Free Insight Ministry. Had a wonderful time there. Holy Spirit was just filling that place. But, you know, our team, we get so excited when we get to go there. And, in fact, I'll make the announcement. We will be returning in the month of October, probably about the 19th, 20th, around there. We have been asked by the staff, by the management, upper management, to come and do a baptismal service over in Saguaro. We're looking at upwards 400-plus brothers that we will be able to baptize up there. And the reason I want to announce that is in 4 weeks, on October 4th, at Red Hill, First Assembly of God Red Hill, right next to Kaiser Hospital, we are having a fundraising. Let me explain that. That's the word fun, but it has a D after that. So we're trying to raise money. We're going to have some fun, but we're trying to raise some money. And we're so blessed. Anyone who is in earshot of this program tonight, they know who Kapena is. They know who Kelly Boy De Lima and his family is, his Ohana. Well, they're going to open up the concert. And in the second half of the concert, we are blessed to have none other than Dr. Jesse McGuire, a world-renowned trumpeter, and he gave us a little sample, and you're going to see some promotions coming up. But it's okay when you play the trumpet for a group called the Tower of Power, for any of you who know who that group is. But when you play for the world, it's different than when you play if you're anointed by God himself. People will be touched by God himself when you hear Dr. McGuire start blowing his horn. He is a talented musician, world-renowned, played in front of three presidents, front of a 350,000 NASCAR event, World Series, Super Bowl. They call him to play the national anthem. He doesn't call them. When you know you're good when they call you. You know, amen. But Pastor Garcia, you know, you've been interacting with our brothers here from the 808 state. And although they are far away from home, you know, I've been there firsthand. What are some other things that are available to the inmates at Saguaro? Do they have any programs that they're able to participate in?
Yes, even while they're there in the faith part, they can still go and work on their GED, and they get to go to the music room. What we've also incorporated into the program there, aside from the CCA curriculum, is the New Hope curriculum as well. Mm-hmm. So they get to see what's going on here in their own homeland, participate in the services via video. And also, we get curriculum shipped in from New Hope Windward, Pastor Dave Barr.
Pastor Dave Barr doing a wonderful job. I want to give a shout out to them.
Absolutely. And the men really appreciate that when they see their people dancing and the waves in the ocean. They even love the commercials. Okay. So it just brings home there to the desert for them. And they really have gotten a hold of that, and they love it.
That's wonderful. Now, along that line, though, there are some vocational programs that are available to the men that are in the Saguaro facility, correct?
Absolutely. They have plumbing, electrical, air conditioning. They even have hobby craft. They can get on maintenance crews and learn how to work maintenance. A lot of good stuff there for the guys. I mean, they have to get involved. They have to apply and get involved. That's the key thing. They have to be the.
So if they, Pastor, if they apply themselves, they could actually come out of Arizona knowing a trade then, is
absolutely.
What you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that is just wonderful. That's great news, because sometimes we don't hear of all of the great things that are going on in Saguaro. But along with the Faith Pod, there now statistically it's been proven that the rates of incidents or things that might happen is tremendously reduced when they participate or when they reside in the Faith Pod. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, the numbers are so unbelievable. It's something that you have firsthand. You'd probably recommend that for every facility.
I wouldn't see why a facility would not want a program like this in their unit, in their facility. It's a positive impact. And like you said, you mentioned earlier, Pastor Bula, it's open to all faiths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a
mm-hmm.
Christian-based program, but it's open to all faiths. So we have different religions in there. We have Mormons, we have Buddhists, we have atheists,
mm-hmm.
okay, Muslim. But it is a Christian-based program, and it's a volunteer program. Mm-hmm. They request to come in and learn mm-hmm. about Christianity. So it's a beautiful thing to see. And then there is no opposition.
Mm-hmm.
They're all welcome. But they hear the truth. They hear the word. And more often than not, they on their own run with the truth.
Now, you were mentioning earlier, Pastor, they actually would like to stay in there, but they have to rotate because other people would like to come in and participate in that program.
Yes, that's correct. We have other inmates in the, like I said, there's about 1,500, 1,600 men there in Saguaro. And my unit, the Faith Pod, only holds 120.
Mm-hmm.
So once they graduate, which you're going to be a part of when you come in October, we're going to have a graduation ceremony then.
We're looking forward to that again.
And so are the men. They're so hyped up about you guys coming. They know you're coming. They're waiting for you. Once they graduate, they have the option of staying if they are a productive member of the community.
Uh-huh.
So that's the option. That's the incentive. If you're productive, you're helping, you're being positive impact to the community, you're allowed to stay if we have the room.
You know, what's incredible is when we're having this conversation, Pastor Garcia, is the fact that many people here back home, they just think that they're locked up, locked out, forgotten, and forsaken. And, you know, I've been blessed to be up to Saguaro about 5 or 6 times. And I'm amazed at the opportunities that are made available to our men, but they have to choose to participate. Amen?
Exactly.
You know, but if they make those choices, I mean, from what our discussion is sharing is, they could actually learn a trade. They could get a GED. So when they do finally come to that crossroad, when they come to the end of the road and they're going to be released, they can come back into the community with a viable trade ability with skills that would be applicable to finding employment, correct?
That's exactly right. You're right.
And so what I think the wonderful thing there is, and I've been through those facilities, just state of the art. The library is incredible. The amount of computers and access that they have to information is just mind-boggling. But even the workshops, the plumbing school, the carpentry school, and even the air conditioner, I mean, it's just incredible. It's like going to a trade school here at, say, Honolulu Community College, right here on Dillingham Boulevard. It's like going to one of the trade schools. So our brothers, our sons, our husbands, our nephews, our grandsons, our boyfriends, they could come back with job skills that would help them find employment, but they have to apply themselves. Correct, Pastor?
Correct. And Pastor Bula, I mean, when I see the man come off the plane, we get to go and do an orientation with them, and I voice them, I express to them that they have to work. They actually have to make an effort to mess up in that unit, mm-hmm. in Saguaro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you mentioned everything they have: education, trade, Christian programs. They even have Hawaiian programs. They have everything there at their disposal. And they get paid, by the way,
mm-hmm.
to participate in education. They get paid to be in the Faith Pod. They get paid to go to trade schools. It's part of their income there if they attend classes. So to mess up, you really have to go out of your way to mess up their Saguaro.
Wait, no, I just heard something that just tweaked my interest. So as long as they are a participating member in the program or their classes, they are actually receiving income from CCA to attend those assignments, correct?
Correct.
And that money goes towards their commissary?
Their commissary, yep.
So now this is really unbelievable. See, I'm sure that not too many people listening to the program tonight, and this is going to be something we're going to be sharing more down the road. We're making it, not we are, but it's made available to them. If they attend their classes, if they sign up for their programs, and they try and be a productive member while they're there in Saguaro, they're actually going to be financially compensated with money that they in turn use in their commissary to purchase other personal items that they would like of their choice. Amen?
Amen.
Wow, that's just earth shaking to me. That's just I'm familiar with the situations here in Hawaii, but I think that although Saguaro is a long way away, I think they have a tremendous opportunity to improve themselves and to learn marketable job skills. Well, that's enough about the operations of the facility itself, but you also pastor a youth group at a church in the Arizona area, correct?
Correct.
Share your heart about what goes on there and what you're doing and why you're called to the youth pastor.
Well, I've been a youth pastor for about 9 years now, and we just love it. My wife and I, we pastor together. It's just a passion we've had for a long time, and we enjoy doing what we do. I do that part-time on my off time. I work with the youth, and we take them to numerous events in Arizona there, Assembly of God events, camps, conventions, you name it. We take them to it, trainings, teachings, whatever we can get the kids empowered with by the Word of God, we're there. And the kids love it. Sadly, they don't all stay in. I mean, you know, they find something, a different crowd, a cool friend, a pretty girl, whatever it is. And their eye catches that, and boom, there they go. And we pray, sometimes, most times they come back. But we love what we do there at our church. We have an awesome pastor down there, Pastor Tim Hill. Awesome man of God, and he's just tearing it up down there at our church for the Lord. It's just we're blessed all around, Pastor Bula. We see tons of blessings coming in.
Well, we are so excited. You know, on our next trip to Saguaro, which will be in October, part of October, you know, we're graced with the opportunity to come and minister to the youth with our team from Free Inside Ministry, First Assembly of God, Red Hill. And, you know, we're taking some of the other pastors that have been in the system, the prison system, ministering to our brothers and our sisters who are incarcerated. We're trying to take up Pastor James Bird Mahelona, trying to arrange to have Pastor Virginia Dominglong come up with us also. Because the real reason we're coming up is for the baptism. That's what we're trying to gear for. Amen. And baptism is a physical representation of your internal commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, like I tell our team, you know, they're always anxious, you know, and you know, they get so excited, and I tell them, no cameras and no video, because we go for souls, not for shows. And, you know, when we come up, it's just us and Jesus. We're just trying to get everybody right with God, give them that opportunity. And we ask everyone to keep us supported in prayer, because the enemy will attack us. Yes. But we have that concert coming up. But, you know, how did you come to know the Lord, Pastor? How did that all take place?
Wow. It's coming up on 19 years in October, actually.
Wow, in fourth grade. That's incredible.
Now, I was born and raised Catholic, and I was invited to a little grand opening church down there in Tucson, Arizona, South Side, and I was working construction. A crane operator invited me to his church, and what got me was he said they're gonna have free hot dogs.
Hey, so free food. You're part
free
local.
Free food.
You're part Hawaiian. They say free food. We go anywhere.
All I heard was free food. So I ran home, told my wife, hey, babe, they're going to have this church thing going on over here downtown. They have free hot dogs. I kept saying free hot dogs. I went to the church. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the preacher was preaching about. But, man, when he made the altar call, I hesitated. I pulled myself in the aisle twice. And I finally said, yeah, I got to do this. I know I got to do this. And I went up to the altar. I cried like a little Girl Scout lost in the woods. I was bawling.
Wait, that's a visual. Correct. Little girls got lost in a... But now you're found.
Hey,
hallelujah.
How about that?
In the name of Jesus.
I couldn't stop crying. And there I am at the altar, just bawling, and my wife came with me. That was the awesome thing.
That first night she came
with
you?
Yes, yes. She came behind me and knelt beside me at the altar, and we both
hallelujah.
Came to the Lord the same day.
Oh, man, that's just heaven sent.
It was beautiful. The sad thing was I never got my free hot dog.
Well, I'll take care of you after the show tonight, sir. Yeah. But, you know, the amazing thing, when I think it was your wife had come into the Faith Pod when we were there on the last trip,
mm-hmm.
and I got a chance to meet her. She's just an angel. She reminds me of my wife, Lynn, just a wingless angel that God has blessed us with. And the other impressive thing is she has good eyesight. So I couldn't put that together. You're married, but she has good eyesight. But anyway, we'll talk about that at another time, divine healing. But now you've got three wonderful children. You brought them on the trip. Now, I think it's only a rumor, or is it a trumor, as my sister Dawn would say. Did they lose their return trip ticket to home? I think that's what they were talking about dinner last night. They've lost their ticket to home.
They're trying to lose their return ticket. Yes, they are. They are.
Now, I got to share with our listening audience, the thousands that are listening tonight. You know, this is 99.5 FM, The Word. We're on Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. But last night, we were so blessed. We took Pastor Garcia and his lovely family to one of the staples, one of the mainstays, the anchors of the city of Honolulu. Whenever you have family and you don't know what the kids want to eat, but you know they're going to eat, and they're going to eat a lot. So we take them somewhere that the whole family can enjoy. None other than the Old Spaghetti Factory.
Now,
did you kids have fun last night? I think they couldn't even finish their meal last night. There was so much pasta on those plates.
Oh, man. I finished mine.
Well, yeah, you took a long time. You're a slow eater. You're a slow eater. But
my kids, though, by the time the appetizers were done, they were already full.
Well, we stuffed them, you know, with the cheese bread and the dips and everything. Oh, yeah. And said they're going to sleep good tonight. Hallelujah. And they slept on a bed. Nothing greater, better than sleeping on a nice bed in a nice hotel. You know, we're just so blessed to have you. But, you know, moving forward, Pastor Garcia, what do you want to tell to all the Ohana, to the family of the men that are incarcerated in Saguaro? Share your heart, because I know a lot of them don't get a chance to go see their loved ones, but right now you're the connection. You're the connection to their loved ones. What do you want to tell them as they're listening tonight?
I want you to know that I was extremely blessed when I was at Camp Agape. I got to meet a lot of the beautiful kids there.
Amen.
They were beautiful kids, young warriors, and it was a blessing to me and my wife to be able to hug the kids and let them know, hey, I know your dad.
Amen.
Your dad's in my pod. He's doing everything he can to get home. He wants me to tell you he loves you.
Mm.
And do you have anything for them? And they would cry.
Yeah.
And I said, tell my dad I miss him. Tell my dad I love him. Mm. Tell my dad, when is he going to take me fishing? Beautiful stories, Pastor Bula.
Amen.
And then we got to meet some of the family, some of the Ohana as well. Share stories with them, talk story with them about their men in the pod, and even men that aren't in the pod.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I can roam around and get to know the men that aren't in the faith pod. So I'm going back with some love, with some stories for the men in Saguaro, and it was just an incredible experience for me and my family. To be, like you said, that link between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when I left, the men of the Faith Pod, they were so stoked. They were excited for me to come. And they said, Mr. G, you're going to see. You're going to see what we're talking about. You're going to see the Aloha Spirit that we've been talking about.
Did you see it?
Oh, brother. Pastor Buda, we were at the Pastor Dave Barr's church.
Yes.
And they loved on us. They poured on us. They fed us.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they fed us. And my kids are with me. And they said, Dad, what's up with all this love?
Oh, hallelujah.
What is up with my dad? And then excuse my life. My boy said, Dad, we got to step it up. Us Mexicans, man, we suck. We got to kick it up a notch, man. They're making us look bad. So we were
que
blessed.
Que pasa.
Oh, man, que pasa. We were blessed.
You know, it's I've been all over the United States, and I've had a chance to travel everywhere. And I tell everyone, it's not about the weather. It's not about the great food. It's about the people that are of the Aina, people that are Maka Aina Na, the ones that are born and raised there. You don't have to be Hawaiian to be part Hawaiian, because when you have the Aloha Spirit in you, that is what makes this place so special. And now that you've had a taste of it, you've had a chance to embrace it, you know where the men came from. You know they came from a good place.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to return to a great place. And they're going to be good inside. They're going to be better than when they left. And you know, we just want to give a shout out to you and the staff there, and thank you for investing your time, investing your love, and just taking care of them while they're there. And you know, it's all about, they got to apply themselves. And I want to make that very clear. It's not going to come to your door. You got to step out.
Amen.
You got to get out of the boat. You got to get out of your safe zone and get into the faith zone. Yeah, it's not something you're used to, but you know, you have an opportunity to come out a better person. People come out of prison one of two things. They either come out a better criminal or a better person. We invest into the kingdom by hoping they come out a better person. Mm-hmm. I don't need better criminals coming out of prison. I need better people. That's why we embrace you with open arms, just like Jesus did with the broken people that he talked with. And we just want to thank you, Pastor Garcia, from the bottom of our heart for allowing us the opportunity to partner with you. And like I tell everyone, we're not in competition with any church. I'm not in competition with any religion. Free Inside Ministry competes with the devil. Every day the sun rises, we are competing with the devil. Amen. To saving souls and building the kingdom. It's not about church politics. It's about doing what the Lord has commanded us to do. And so once churches can all realize that, because we could have 20, 30, 40 churches going up to Arizona supporting them up there, that's not enough, because we have to invest in them. But, you know, we're just here. We're just so grateful to partner with you guys, and just a blessing to meet you and your family. And, you know, what really excited us is your chance to come to Hawaii to experience what the men have left, but know that they're coming back to. And any last words, Pastor Garcia, to the families that are listening tonight?
Ohana, I mean, thank you for having me here. And I'm going to go back there and share the love that your kids and your families, that the men of Saguaro's, their families have for them. And I'm just going to let them know you are a beautiful people. You love them. And we're going to do everything we can to get him ready and get him back out and get him right with Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's like we always say in the prisons, it's not the end of the road, it's the bend in the road. You know, if you feel like you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Because sometimes we have to get to the end of our resources to know who the source is. And the source is Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is not a way. Jesus Christ is the way. You've got to realize that. And it's no longer my way. It's Yahweh. It's the great I am. That's who we worship. That's who we call. Reach out to your dad tonight, your heavenly father tonight. Reach out to him and pray. All he's waiting for is for you to open up, to talk story with him. Say, Abba, Father, I've had a bad day. ACO's all over me. My bunkie's going nuts. But in the calmness of my soul, I'm not going to let the chaos of the world override me. Hallelujah. You're too blessed to be stressed. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to give a big aloha to Pastor Louis Garcia as he returns to Saguaro, Arizona. We love you guys. Aloha no.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.